Vigash begins, Vigash love Yehuda, Yomer be Adoni, you never know Abdichadover be as Adoni, Vayichar Abcha be Abdecha ki Hamoki Kefaro. So it shows that Yehuda was speaking both in a soft manner as well as a very confrontational manner. He was showing his resolve to Yosef that I'm not leaving here without my brother. He says, you know, you started up with us with an Alilas Dvorim. Adoni Shoal, Esavon of Lemor, Yeshchem Avo Ach. He goes, what, we were going to marry your kids? What are you asking us about our lineage? Everybody comes down to Egypt and you don't ask them anything. And we told you what was going on. And you said, let me put my eye on him. Let me see him. What are you, a collector? You're trying to collect everything, the most precious thing from the whole world. So Yehuda was really very much opposed to Yosef. And in the end, as we'll see, it led to the eventual reconciliation of the brothers when Yehuda showed that he was going to do tshuva and that he was willing to be a servant to Paro, to this servant of Paro's, or to the viceroy of Egypt, but he was not going to let his brother go. And so the person that caused the tzara to his father was the one that was willing to stand up and bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael.